Welcome, King Scott Radio TV fans. This is Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in what he stands for. I believe in his miracles. I believe in all the things and dreams and ambitions that I've had. I believe that I can place them in his hand. I believe that if we stay together as Christian human beings, if we truly learn to love one another as he has loved us, we will become a better society, a better people, a better friend, a better companion. I believe that through the words of Jesus Christ and his teachings, the Bible, based on his words, basic instructions before leaving earth, I believe if we follow those principles, that we can become truly in paradise alongside him, his will and his ways. This is not going to be an easy task. We do have opposition against us. But if we band together continuously, no matter what the obstacles, we truly can become people of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I see trees of green. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, to myself. What a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're not much good. I'll never know. To myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
after dark, find a spot, bust the spot, conversation, where we
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at a crossroads right now. What you have listened to is a collaboration of positive music. And this music is settled around the words that are in our Bible, the words that speak life unto us. I like the way that Al Jarreau says that we're in this love together because we truly are. I do understand that this life can be complicated. I don't offer any optical illusions to the facts that our challenges are cleverly designed to develop us into what God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost wants us to be. And those challenges at times seems unmeasurable. They push us to the very limits of our being, to rise above pettiness, to look at things differently and say that I can overcome. I must forge forward. That's the thinking that we want to take into the new year of 2025. It's not going to be an easy walk into glory. There is no easy walk into glory. And I want you to understand that those are the facts. what you can do is embrace the challenges and depend on your faithfulness to Jesus Christ. That's what I stand for. For those who believe in something else, I'm fine with that. You are the captain of your own destiny. You get to make choices as to who and what you want to follow. For me, this is it. This is the conquest that I'm trying to achieve. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back into some more music. This journey is not over. We're going to settle in some more, and we're going to reflect the promises of the coming of the new year. And even though there are some things that you're going to bring with you, make no mistake about it. Just depend on the faithfulness and the direction and go with the plans of your Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am going to briefly touch on a subject matter that is very complex. It's not something that you can achieve in surety. You can dream of it, but it may never happen. I'm talking about love, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the affections, the love of a brother and a sister, the love of a mother and a father. Just love. Love seems to be so easy to say, but very hard to prove. And after pastoring for a great many years now, I believe that it's something that we always have to work towards. There's always one more thing to do, one more bell to answer. And I feel within my heart that that's the purpose of Jesus Christ. The fact that he loved us unconditionally. And that kind of love, it's different. It's difficult because it requires a constant forgiveness of souls that are trying to fall in love in any capacity, be it with a human being or with your own spirituality. It's always one more thing. But I encourage you to reach out, to reach forward, to reach upward to it. It is worth the price of gold. It is priceless in many cases to love someone, to honor someone. Love can be lost. Love can be found. We as individuals seem to do both quite frequently in our lifetimes. The music that has been displayed in this particular setting just emphasizes the positiveness of life and what we can do if we truly try to love, to love the way that Christ loves us. I don't know how many ears this message will fall upon. I'm not sure that it will conquer any barriers for you. What I am clear about is that it needs to be said over and over again. And if I can continue to spread the love of human nature, the love of humanity, then I will consistently be on the job for Jesus. And that is my ultimate goal.
Downs have been few. telling me. Now that we caressed, you're so warm and tender. I can't wait till we reach that sweet moment of surrender. remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling. Makes it so easy. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love, too. The secret life in our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds, help me concentrate on you.
Well, my beloved, I am going to bring this set to a close. I want to convey to you that the last song that we heard was called I Want to Concentrate on You. I want to spend 2025 concentrating on you, on exposing you more and more to the love of Jesus Christ. I've taken R&B music and blended it in such a way that it's a positive, consistent message. My frame of mind tells me that this message is going to relate to everyday, ordinary people. I'm not looking for the highly sophisticated, the bougie outcomes. I'm not looking for those folks. I'm looking for the everyday man and woman and boy and girl and anyone that can comprehend the love of what a Savior can do. And as we develop ourselves more into 2025, I want you all to remember that this is the foundation of the earth and that we as Christian people are here to expose the love, the care, the concern, to love ye one another as I have loved you. It's not going to be a walk in the park, an easy, casual stroll into glory. It's going to be challenging and sometimes very difficult. But if you receive it, you will gain eternity with Him, the Almighty. And I think that is a fair price to pay for peace in the next world, for comfortability in the afterlife. I think we all can man up and woman up and reach for this star. This has been another broadcast by KingScottRadioTV.com. We can be reached at 240-522-4257. And I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott. You be blessed today. You hear?